Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 11th, 2022. Today, we're going to begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce. If you feel led to rise.
And if you feel led to bow your head, please do. Lord, we come before you asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Not just us, each and every employee we have and their families. And Lord, if you don't mind, please put your loving arms around those individuals that are away, keeping our democracy strong in this country. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order, and we're going to begin under Commissioner's Court, items A and B. Item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution honoring Mr. Carter Smith, Executive Director of Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, and B, to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Texas Extension Education Association Week in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Carter, could I ask you to come up to the podium? And I am more than doubly honored today by the presence of another number of individuals in our courtroom with whom we've been fantastic partners for the last 10 plus years. People who have made the restoration of Jefferson County's 138,000 acre Chenier Marsh a reality. People who care deeply about the environment, about wildlife, about all things Texas. And I'm today we have Carter Smith at the podium. He is the Executive Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. We have Toby Baker, who was Commissioner of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, now the Executive Director of TCEQ. We've got Dick Scott, who is the Vice Chairman of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission for many years and a native Port Arthurian. We've got Kirby Brown, with Ducks Unlimited, who's walked many of the halls with me over the last 12 years, I guess, as we've pushed towards these restoration efforts in Jefferson County. We have Karen Waldrop, DU Chief Conservation Officer, Jerry Holden, the DU Southern Region Director, and we have a new face to me, which is Don Solowski, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Director. We welcome you here, Mr. Solowski. And we're so thankful for each of your presence, for your partnership, for what you've done as we've worked on BP oil spill funding, NIFWIF, Restore Council, NACA. DU's been such a wonderful partner that I can't begin to express the gratitude I have for each of you. So I want to read this resolution, and then I want to give Carter an opportunity to speak, because Carter, unfortunately, I'm very saddened to say, is going to be retiring as the Executive Director of Parks and Wildlife at the end of the year, and it will be sorely, sorely missed. The resolution reads, whereas the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill disaster in the Gulf of Mexico was the largest single incident pollution event in U.S. history, leading to the largest ever criminal and civil environmental damage settlement. And whereas the state of Texas was chosen by the U.S. Congress, U.S. Department of Justice, five Gulf State Attorneys General to receive a proportional share of all Deepwater Horizon environmental settlement funds. And whereas the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department under Director Carter Smith demonstrated exceptional awareness of fish and wildlife damages to Texas from the oil spill, and the suitability of conserving sensitive, highly productive habitats in coastal Jefferson County using investments from the Deepwater Horizon settlements. And whereas Director Smith champion the world-class biological importance of the Texas Chenier Plain, from the Gulf of Mexico coast to the Big Thicket Preserve, and from Trinity and Galveston Bays to the Sabine River. And whereas the positive impacts of Jefferson County's natural resources, people, and quality outdoor recreation are going to be his lasting legacy. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court adopts this heartfelt resolution of gratitude on behalf of the people of Jefferson County that will benefit from his leadership as well as from Director Baker's leadership along with the governor during a period of both crisis and what turned out for Jefferson County to be a period of opportunity. So thank you so very much. Carter?
Judge, Commissioners, thank you. I'm deeply honored to be with all of you. What thoughtful words. Judge, my first observation is you didn't know you were going to have to learn so many acronyms to do conservation with all of us, did you? But you have mastered those well. I want to thank you and the commissioners for this very thoughtful recognition, which is really due to all of the colleagues. And commissioners, this is how government ought to work, isn't it? You know, a local place that really has world-class significance, not only for its biological and ecological integrity, but because of the role it plays in helping to protect the human communities here, this big petrochemical industry and industrial complex that's critical to the safety and security of our nation. And so investing in the future of our marshes and our barrier islands, helping to restore those and protect those, is going to give us countless benefits for decades and generations to come. And but for the leadership of this court, Judge, you and your colleagues that sit up here on the dais, your advocacy, your persistence, your recognition of the need to invest funds into helping to rebuild marsh, rebuild those dunes, helping to restore an area that, again, is recognized all across the Western Hemisphere, if not the globe, is one of the most important waterfowl and wetland areas in all of the world. We wouldn't be here today celebrating this partnership. And Parks and Wildlife and Vice Chairman Scott and I are deeply proud to have been a part of this. It works because the local government got together with the state government and our federal partners and all of our wonderful nonprofit partners at Ducks Unlimited and industry and business to invest in something that we all know and care about is our home ground. And I can't tell you how much it means to me. Personally, it's been a wonderful culmination of a terrific career at the department. I'll always look back on this place and this project with great pride. Because it was not what we talked about, Judge, but it was because what we got done. And that's due to all of you and all of my wonderful partners and colleagues that have pulled this sled. And generations of Texans will be able to be the beneficiary of that investment and your vision and your investments. And on behalf of all of us at the Parks and Wildlife, I'm just deeply grateful. I'd be remiss, Judge and Commissioners, if I also didn't thank you for the support that you give our team at the State Park, the wildlife management area, and our game wardens that help serve this community and are here when you need them most. I mean, we've always felt that from the county, and I personally want to tell you how much that's meant to me to know that at the county government, the support for the men and women that live and work in this county, we can always count on you. And so we're proud to be your partner. We're most proud to be your friend. Yeah, thank you, Judge.
Thank you so much. All right, do we have representatives of the Education Extension Association here? If y'all would like to come up. This proclamation reads, the Texas Extension Education Association of Jefferson County believes strong families are basic to the well-being of Texas. They have education programs that address critical needs impacting Texas families and communities and see education as a lifelong learning process. They believe volunteers and opportunities for volunteer development are important, and they develop leadership that offers opportunities for personal growth and development. Whereas cultural and ethnic diversity in programs and memberships is present, and global awareness is recognized, the Texas Extension Education Association cooperates with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service to attain mutual goals. In support of this, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County is hereby proclaimed the week of October 10th through 13th as Texas Extension Education Association Week in Jefferson County, signed this day by the members of the Commissioners' Court.
Well, we really want to thank you very much. The Jefferson Extension Education Association, we are comprised of three clubs. That's Ametra Club, the Port Neches Club, and the Quincy Club. And these clubs all work with the Family and Community Health Agent, which our agent is here to plan and carry out our educational programs for ourselves and our community. In the past year, 10 years, we have given given $69,000 in scholarships to 4-H students and also graduate students that are related to the members. That's been a 10-year process. We also have given approximately $21,000 to different charities in the area. When we give each year, at the end of the year, we give the scholarships and we give to charitable organizations. And so in order to accomplish this, what we do for a fundraiser, our big fundraiser is selling pecans and walnuts. And so with selling that each year, that's how we give, depending on how much we are able to sell and make, we get the scholarships are $1,000, or if we do real well, we get $15. So we're real proud of that. And so we're taking orders from That's ourselves right. and then through AgriLife, because AgriLife also helps us sell them, but it's all the members that sell this. We help out with the 4-H programs we provide judges for their shows, their stall shows and their food shows. And so we try to always be there for McCoy whenever she needs us. And at this time, we really want to thank y'all very, very much for setting aside this week for us to have the honor of our state association. We just returned from our conference in Lubbock, and we were really excited about we hired a bus to take us to Lubbock. We had 36 members from our association, and then on the way over there, we stopped to pick up another group of people in Caldwell, Texas, because this was a 10-hour trip. But it was good. It was worth going. We had a wonderful time. And also what I wanted to do is inform the court that 23 next year, the convention will be held in Beaumont, Texas.
All right. Wonderful.
So that, and we already know it's going to be at the Holiday Inn. What's the address? Oh, on Walden Road, yeah. So anyway, we're just all excited, and we've already been working on it. We just didn't know exactly where it was going to be until we went to the conference in September. So we thank you very much for doing this for us. We appreciate it. We appreciate all that you do. And this young man just said a mouthful for all of us. We do appreciate the work that you men do for us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Judge, let's make sure we remind the public, please buy those pecans and those walnuts.
Right.
Thanks for the information.
I've already ordered mine.
Me too.
Commissioners, I know that y'all are scheduled for some tours. You're welcome to stay, but if you need to get out to the airport, I'll meet y'all out there very shortly, and you're welcome to leave at this time if you wish.
Right.
Thank you so very much. And Ms. Falgett, I will tell you that I've already hit up Executive Director Baker about talking to him about stormwater. And I think he's going to run back to Austin now. All right. Moving to items under purchasing, item A is to receive and file bids for invitation for bid for a term contract for dust suppressant for Jefferson County. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract for invitation for bid for taxiway A rehabilitation at Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Brizzo Construction LLC for a total contract amount of $6,468,928.10. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, this project was awarded to Brizzo Construction LLC on August 23rd, 2022. It's 90% funded. There's a slight change in the agenda item. 90% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program grant numbers 39 and 40, not 37. Item C has been requested to be tabled. Item D is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for statements of qualifications for elevation certificates for flood pre-mitigation pursuant to Texas Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for requests for statements of qualifications for contract qualifications for residential home elevations for HMA, Texas Water Development Board, and BRIC disaster funding recipients pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item F is to discuss and approve purchasing agents to enter into contract negotiations for requests for statements of qualifications for structural integrity and independent inspection services for flood mitigation home elevation pursuant to 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item G is consider and approve award and execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a term contract for dust suppressant for Jefferson County with Base Seal International as shown on the attachment. Item H is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for Jefferson County Sheriff's Department Law Enforcement and Corrections Equipment and Uniforms for the first 1 year renewal with TND Workwear Company LLC, Bragoon Company, and Galls LLC. From October 4, 2022 to October 3, 2023, with price increases due to the CPI and manufacturer prices increases as shown on attachment A. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County for a third 1 year renewal with John Paul's Food Service LLC from November 23rd, 2022 to November 22nd, 2023 with price changes as shown on the attachment. Item J is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for Gray Limestone Base for Jefferson County for a third 1 year renewal with Gulf Coast, the CRH company from November 15th, 2022. To November 14th, 2023, there will be no renewal on item B4 with Knife River due to increased fuel prices and supply chain restraints. Item K is consider and approve task order number 5 for the FEMA Grant Management and Insurance Advisory Services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting LLC in response to, and this is a change, 2022 flood mitigation assistance for grant administration advice to develop a 50-home elevation project in Jefferson County for an amount not to exceed $60,035. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item L is to consider and approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code 262.02482. For an item necessary to preserve or protect the public health or safety of the residents of the county, to Ducks Unlimited for the removal of the existing outdated dilapidated saltwater barrier pier type structure in the Keith Lake Fish Pass for a lump sum of $178,000. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326, with funding coming from the American Rescue Plan. Item M is to consider and approve removal from the correctional facility inventory of a 2010 Ford F-150 truck destroyed as a burned vehicle. Item N is to consider and approve disposal of scrap vehicles to be transported to a metal salvage company and sold for such price as the metal may command, with the return of the funds to the county, which includes a 2019 Ford Explorer, 2014 Chevrolet Tahoe, which were all removed from inventory by prior commissioner's court action. Item O is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property authorized by the local government code, Section 263.1523, for broken or obsolete items. And via addendum, item P is to actually receive and file attached order number 4 for FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting LLC in response to the 2020 flood mitigation assistance grant with Texas Water Development Board for the elevation of 4 homes in Jefferson County for an amount not to exceed $73,456.22 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-3326. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Bush and Pierce. Discussion.
Yes, Judge. Item L, I'd like to say thank you to Michelle and our engineer and our and Ducks Unlimited. I don't think people understand what item L really stands for. It's the protection of life. Every year we lose maybe 2 or 3 people on that wall. Michelle, you may, and I have spoken to a couple of people that want to leave that wall, but that it's not worth the great fishing spot, but someone always lose their lives every year. So far, thank God we haven't lost anyone this year. But, I mean, when you fall in that water at Keith Lake, it's lack of survival, you know. So I want to thank you for keeping that on as a priority to the county. We've been talking about it, and Judge and Commissioner Alford, we like to keep it, but it's just not worth the loss of life. Thank you.
Sure hope that you guys can find a grant or something so we can put some type of fishing pier out there, because it's good fishing out there.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're already working on that. And we did talk about the possibility of expanding it and making it into a fishing pier, but the time we would have lost this opportunity to do this job at $325,000 cheaper,
yeah,
at least $325,000 cheaper, and would have probably been waiting a long time on a Corps of Engineers permit. So we need to redouble our efforts at grant applications for new facilities. Any other discussion on any of those agenda items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider possibly approving accept a donation from Air Products, Inc. for the Jefferson County Precinct 4 Summer Reading Fee Program in an amount not to exceed $10,000 annually. Item B is to receive and file the county judge to execute a Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period from October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023. Item C is receive and file the public defender contract agreements for the criminal district court with Langston Adams, John D. West, and Don Dusler, all effective October 1st, 2022. Item D and E are to receive and file the public defender contracts for the 252nd District Court with Marvin Lewis Jr. and Jason Nix, both effective October 1st, 2022. Item F is consider approving, authorize, and accept the acceptance of Jefferson County's allocation of funding from the Local Tribal Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund with the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Now, G is regular county bills, check numbers 499571 through 499798. Via addendum, item H is consider and approve a fiscal year 2022 budget amendment for the service center for additional costs for repairs to a wrecked vehicle in the amount of $5,000. Item I is consider and approve a public defender contract agreement for the criminal district court with Kevin Sicali Mantellini, effective October 1st, 2022. Item J is a public defender contract for the criminal district court and the 252nd district court with Kevin Lane, effective October 1st, 2022. Item K is consider and approve a public defender contract agreement for the 252nd district court with Alan Parker and Charles Rojas, effective October 1st, 2022. Item L is to consider and approve amendment number 3 to the contract with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the project Mesquite Point Boat, Public Boat Ramp, which updates the additional funding for Chenier Energy relating to the contract. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal. Second by Commissioners Pierce and Bush. Any discussion?
There's a question, Patrick, on these contracts. Have we gotten, the court got kind of white paper on how much we're going to be spending? Because it looked like we're going to be spending quite a bit more money, huh? With that many more participants?
Well, what they do is, as they pick up more cases, because what a lot of these changes are for, they've allowed us to go from, I believe, 150 to 175 on the caseload. So that will live within the current budget that we have and see how that goes. I mean, you know, some of these, as you know, indigent defense can be driven a lot by the cases that are going through.
Well, let me ask you a question, I guess, along that line. Judge, I don't know if you've been meeting with, but since we have this large backup in the jail and the large number of cases to come through the court system, are we ready? Are we going to get hit harder this year with funding of those things?
Yes, I think that would be an accurate assumption, Commissioner. So I've been meeting the last several weeks with the district attorney, the sheriff, some of the district judges, several assistant district attorney prosecutors, and others. And we anticipate that probably in the next 3 weeks, we will have a workshop in Commissioner's Court to discuss opening up another court. In the last 5 months, we have gone from, I think, 48 murder cases in the jail to 80 or so.
Wow.
And because of COVID and the closure of the district trial court, the number of people in the jail went from approximately 580 to 1,100. Couple that with the fact that the Texas Department of Criminal Justice was not picking up pen packet-ready prisoners, thereby creating a type of unfunded mandate on counties, which has cost us a substantial amount of money, together with all the inflationary increases we've seen with a 47% jump in prisoner uniforms, significant increases in jail medical and food. And so at our meeting yesterday, Patrick and the district attorney's office are going to get together to present this court with a cost-benefit analysis of the average daily cost of keeping a prisoner in jail versus the cost of another court to try cases. And I think we can expect that workshop to happen in the next several weeks.
Patrick, I would add one thing with that, because of those cities that participate, I want to make sure we get that funding in as soon as possible. Thank you.
And I'd like, Judge, I'd like y'all to invite the city manager and the police chiefs of those cities to that meeting. We can invite them. I saw the police chief report out here earlier. But I think the city manager and police chief need to be invited. They may not come, but, you know, I'm telling you, I don't think they really understand what we're facing here.
Yeah, it's been a... pretty drastic change the last several months. And you couple that with the impact of COVID's effects on our jail. Something has to be done, and so that funding of that request is going to have to come to the Commissioner's Court, and I think the initial numbers that the court will have the opportunity to look at are something like $580,000 for new positions, and prosecutors demand another case, and hopefully we're having conversations with the other judges to hopefully move them into assisting with bringing down those crowded dockets.
We do need to have a workshop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we've handled items A and B. Item C is to authorize the county judge to execute the 2022 amended agreement between Jefferson County and Tim Richardson for professional services seeking BP Deepwater Horizon funding. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say, sir?
Do we have an agenda?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Where is it? Here it is. Item D is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute agreement between Jefferson County Commissioners Court and Lamar University for the Lamar University Media Alliance setcast regarding broadcasting Commissioners Court meetings. Do I have a motion on both of that? Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. I got a call, and I think you spoke with his name right now, about the development on North Pleasure Island. Can Tim explain something about that, or you, one of you guys, about? I got a call about some of the dredging or whatever's happening.
Okay, so we are working with the Texas General Land Office now for funding from the Coastal Erosion Protection and Response Act. I actually received the call from the GLO about this opportunity. We began a pretty extensive search to find out who actually had title to that north end of Pleasure Island. It was either the county, the city of Port Arthur, or the port of Port Arthur. We finally determined that it was the city of Port Arthur, and we've had numerous meetings before between the Port Arthur city manager, as well as their grant staff, the Texas General Land Office, and Fred and I. We think we have the funding in place to do an erosion protection project on that north end that's going to benefit. And we'll also be working as the channel deepening project proceeds with the Navigation District and the Corps of Engineers to try to get additional materials for beneficial use to further armor that north end. But this is a GLO KEPRA project right now.
Any matching funds on that?
No, no matching funds.
Great. Thank you.
And we'll continue to work with Port Arthur on that. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, item A is considering possible approval of final plat of Dogay's Diamond D Ranch Phase, and that should read Phase 3C. Being a 0.134-acre subdivision out of the James Garrett Senior League Abstract 24, Jefferson County, located off Diamond D Drive and Master Plan Drive in Precinct Number 1 in the City of Beaumont ETJ. It's been reviewed and approved by Jefferson County Engineering and the City of Beaumont's Planning and Zoning Commission. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senadol and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes. Should we get to B?
Sir?
We have one more.
B, too.
B.
This is sending this phase of this.
Oh, okay. Item B is considering possible approval of a final plat of Hardin Ranch, a 16-acre tract out of the Emory Range Survey, Abstract 44, Jefferson County, Texas. off of Gentry Road in Precinct 1 within the City of Beaumont ETJ, approved by both the City of Beaumont and the county. Do I have a motion on both those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sinigal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have an addendum under Human Resources to consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Liz Albert, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinigal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Visitor Center, we have one item to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for the Fall 2022 Grants. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sinigal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Now is our time for public comment. If you're present online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. The floor is open. Hearing no comment. Any elected officials, department heads have any issues that need to be brought to the attention of the public without our taking action? Like to alert the public that today is the last day to register to vote for the general election, where early voting will begin October 24th through November 4th, with Election Day on November 8th. Anything else from auditing, purchasing, anyone? Well, thank you all so very much for your time and attention today. We appreciate you being here, and we are adjourned.